A question is asked, Man Nihaya, translated as what's the goal? Can be translated as where does this end up? People are anxious, we are on a path, so where does this lead you to? Where does it end up to? What's the end? So the art says, Al-Audu ilal bidaya, to bring you back to the original. Well, this sounds even more complicated. Now, if to bring you back, if you look at it literally, so you were in grade 1 and you went to matric. So the end is to come back to grade 1. Sounds a little bit complicated, isn't it? That is why the ulama say, those great awliya, big kitabs, says it's not permissible for you all to read our kitabs. Because you must be acquainted with the terms, the terminology. You're not acquainted with the terminology and you come to these kitabs and you create complications and confusions for yourself. And one of the worst things on this path is confusions and complications. Even the relationship between you and your shaykh, there mustn't be any interruption, slightest interruption. Absolute clear. The greater the clarity, the better the progress. I explained in the past, Imam Nawawi rahmatullahi, great muhaddis, Imam, he would go and visit his shaykh, he would make dua, Allah Ta'ala, let me not see anything of him that puts me in a state of confusion. So I just see the good of him and nothing else. And the reason is this, that the shaykh after all is a man, right? When he's a man, then he may have a domestic life. If he's at home, he may be playing with his children or his grandchildren, playing with them, pulling up the topi, or letting them hang with one hand. So he'll do a lot of things he'll do, right? Now the person that doesn't know all these things here, hey, what type of a sheikh he is? He's running behind his grandchildren here, what's wrong? You take water and splash with them, what's wrong? So he doesn't know the thing. When he doesn't know the thing, it creates a little bit of disturbance in his mind. Some things may be said in that way. When he came home, for example, and the wife let him have it. You're just a fake here. Oh, now I discovered, I understand now. This man is a fake, you know. Because Sahibul Bait Adra Bima Fihi. The house people know better. See, so the person whose mind is not made up yet, he doesn't understand. He'll see this, he hears the statements here, and he puts himself into a state of confusion. So the same with this books on the Sawuf and Sufism, not the right thing. Just randomly picking up any book, or even if it's an awliya, it's not for everybody. What your elder recommends, read that. Because he knows your disposition, he knows your capacity. And the last thing that is needed in this part is a state of confusion. So, we want to become not too clever, three clever. That's where the whole thing was going wrong. Just remain simple. You are on shaykh. Right, you've got the trust in Him, inshallah, you'll progress. However you progress, you'll progress, but you'll progress. So, coming back to the statement, Al-Aud is Al-Bidayah, to come back to your original. So they say, what was your beginning? Your beginning was, you can say it in two ways. You were in the fetus, right, of your mother. That was your beginning. And being in the fetus of your mother, had you had any choice of your own? No choice. So you come to that state, you say, Akhtaru and La Akhtar. I don't have any choice of my own. It is what Allah Ta'ala commands for me. So no choice of his own. I must go or not go. So the person comes to that level. Right? As the Shaykh al-Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, people of Bangladesh, etc., writing. On one occasion they said, now you've been to London and you have been to Africa, so why can't you come to us? So Al-Mustab Rahmatullah was around. So he looked towards Mustab Rahmatullah, what is the answer? So the answer was, his movement and stationary, his being movement and no movement, stationary, right? It's all by the decision of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, whatever he says. So are you saying I must come here and I can go here, etc.? But now you aren't looking at the fact that I am consumed. Consumed in what? In the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If he indicates I must go here, I will go. If he says no, remain here, then I remain. So my movement and my being stationary is not of my own. See that? When you're that fetus, the state, so you have any choice of your own. So no choice of your own. So person goes on progressing, provided he keeps the Shaykh. See, there'll be moments that he doesn't understand. Some things he won't understand. He doesn't have to understand everything. Yes. If he's against the Sharia, obviously, he won't listen to him. But otherwise, just listen. And the mystery will unravel with time. Now you want it to unravel straight away. Khizr al-Islam told Musa al-Islam, Hatta uhdisa laka minhu zikra. Don't ask anything until I tell you. So Khizr al-Islam could have told him at the beginning, he said, I'm going to kill this child, and this is why I'm going to kill the child. Right? I'm going to scuttle the boat, and this is why I'm going to scuttle the boat. But what he says, Hatta uhdisa, you don't ask anything. La tas'alni an shay, Hatta uhdisa laka minhu zikra. There are some reasons why they will tell you these things at the end, not at the beginning. Now, what is the reason for that? It's known to them. They know why they postpone some things, and why some things are done straight away, right? Some things now, some things later on, right? So a person is going for a major operation. So experienced doctor will say, it's a small procedure, it's small body. Just a few days in hospital, you'll be out. He won't make it look complicated. We'll have to put you into under anesthetic, and then it will rip you here, cut you there, pull this organ out, and you know, you rip it obese, so everything is under the layers of fat. I mean, what a complicated thing this is. The touch and go situation, he won't say these things. By his experience, he understands that if this person panics, it will make the thing worse. If he's calm and composed, it will go easy. See? So you can, all the desire can be two ways. One is in the state of the fetus. One is that, right, that you have a choice of your own. Number two is this, that in that state, when you were in the fetus, right, would you look at any haram? Nothing. Would you listen to any haram? Nothing. Would you say anything haram? Would you eat anything haram? Would you think of anything haram? Nothing. Not your mind, not your eyes, not your ears, not your tongue, nothing. Right? At that time, the only one that you know is Allah Ta'ala. You don't even know your mother, right? In the state of in that state, the only one whose remembrance you are consumed in is the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Ek tujhi se kya muhabbat ho gayi, sari dunya se nafrat ho gayi. That you in love with Allah Ta'ala to such a level that now you become averse to everything else. Everything else sounds a little bit alien to you. You're not familiar. So the only thing that you are familiar with is with Allah Ta'ala. So anything that is to do with Allah Ta'ala purely, then you are only familiar with that. Everything else sounds a little bit unfamiliar. So that is the state in the womb, right? Then in that state, your entire trust is in Allah Ta'ala. Who are you trusting at the time? You have this total trust, this total taslim, total submission, and submission with humility. Don't you see that embryo is crouching like this? Total submission with humility. So Al-Aud ilal Bidaya. Coming back to the original, what you were. So, there's nothing haram on your outside, nothing haram and impermissible from within you. Everything is just Allah Ta'ala. You are trusting Him, you are submissive to Him, you are listening to Him, you have got no choice of your own, is what He commands, right? So you come into that state. Now that state becomes your natural disposition. Before it was a little bit of a struggle. Getting up for namaz, then was a little bit of a struggle. Now it's natural. See, like that child was in the fetus, is there any effort? No effort. Everything is done just naturally. So that's the meaning of fana. So there's no choice of your own. I want this and I desire for this. In that state, does the child say at that state, today I want ice cream, and tomorrow, you must take me to Wimpy, and then what about Spurs? Does he say anything that? It's just there. Whatever is given to him is totally content. Trust in Allah Ta'ala and absolutely content. You don't see the child crying or wailing, groaning, grumping, nothing. Total. Right? Then in that state again, he is pleased with Allah Ta'ala, with whatever Allah Ta'ala will decree and decide, whatever Allah Ta'ala decides. To the extent that if Allah Ta'ala decides death for the child, he's happy. Okay. In that state, if Allah Ta'ala decides that now your life is terminated, he's happy. Allah Ta'ala decides, right, coming into the world, then he's happy. So there is no such a thing that he is unclear or disappointed or dissatisfied with the decree of Allah Ta'ala. See that? Total like a total embodiment of happiness. That's why the hadith will say, "Kullu mauludin yuladu al-fitra." That a child is born on a natural disposition. In other words, not the explanation of this hadith, but the summary of it is, he's got all the potential to accept the right. He's born in a state, mentally, emotionally, physically, he's got the capacity, he's got the ability to accept what is right. Kullu mauludin yuladu al-fitra. And that is why the child that is born in infancy is going straight to Jannat, right? Why? He's born on the natural disposition. Right? And not only that, right? But only that, that he's he's going to Jannat, but he will actually fight with Allah Ta'ala on behalf of his parents. Until Allah Ta'ala will say, Ayyuhas-siqatu al-muraghimu rabbahu, adkhil abawayka al-jannah. Little child, you're fighting for your parents, take them to Jannah. See that innocence, purity, no blemish of wrongs, and acting absolutely clear. And then how Allah Ta'ala blesses us. So that's called al-Aud ilal bidaya. That's one explanation. But as I started this, another explanation came to my mind. I haven't seen it, but literally it doesn't sound wrong, right? So the other bidaya was that you are khalaqakum min turabin. Allah Ta'ala made you of dust. So become dust. Right? You are dust. Came from dust, going back to dust, and remain dust. Why he's got this, and why I haven't got this, and why am I treated like that? So do you see that dust ever complaining? Do you ever complaining? So much is done on the earth, right? They smash the earth, they dig the earth, they break the earth, they throw filth onto the earth, right? They walk upon the earth, right? Every type of thing is done on the earth. But does the earth ever complain? Why are you spitting on me? Why are you throwing dirt on me? Why are you breaking me? Why are you splitting me? Why are you digging me? So you become like that, become like the earth. In other words, when you become like that, you become like the earth, and at that point, you are most beneficial. You become an asset. أَفْضَلُ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُ لِلنَّاسِ. Who's the best person? Who's the best, the greatest asset? Who's most beneficial to people? And you see, now the earth and the type of benefit it provides. As we are here, we're all sitting on the earth, aren't we? Sitting on the earth, the fields on the earth, everything on the earth. But do you ever hear it complaining? If it was complaining and irking and shaking, etc., would we manage? We wouldn't have managed. So, in spite of our weaknesses, limitations, on occasions we are sinning wrong and all that. But the earth still it opens itself to us, it accommodates us. With all our limitations, wrongs, it still accommodates us. It still hosts us. See, so al-Aud ilal bidaya. Come back to your original self. Understand what you were and come back to your original self. So the real enjoyment of life is when you understand your beginnings, what your beginnings were, and you come back to your original self, then only can you be showing gratitude. When you understand what was your beginning, then only can you show the right gratitude. But if you forget your beginnings, then you can't show the gratitude. We think of ourselves, right? There was a time you were going to nursery, then to grade one, then you were put into a HIFS class, right? Different stages, right? So what was your beginning at that time? Humble, Ustaz shouts you, give you one shot, two shots, then you just took it in the stride and you carried on, right? So do you ever reflect of your humble beginnings? When you think of yourself now, you know me, I am this, I drive this car, this is what I earn. You must recognize me. So this attitude is not the right thing. Today again there was a question, what must remain, I must remain uneducated. So if you remember, you know, the previous time I gave that answer, the same answer is enough. The question of going to school, not going to school, Ibn Bin Baz fatwa, right? His fatwa was the school has got a lot of, you know, the question that came to him, sort of things of shirk, right? That is in the curriculum. So now, and he says that it's not right for you to go to school because of the shirky elements that is contained in the curriculum. So the question is asking, but no, I mustn't educate myself and remain uneducated. So people haven't understood what's the meaning of education, right? And when they don't understand, then it's not right to just pass statements. Someone say, what degree you got and what qualifications you got. I don't have anything. So then they say, oh, that means you are uneducated. So now you have to turn the thing around against that person. And did you learn the Quran Sharif? Can you read the Tajweed and Qiraat? No. That means you are uneducated. You are jahil. What a jahil you are. Ajhal. Because if I don't know English, or I don't know a skill, right? It's not one small thing. It's a small curve. You just have to pass it. Eventually, you will die, I will die, everywhere will go, right? But you didn't know the Quran, no Tajweed, etc. You will catch it that side. So you had a predicament. When you're saying that this person is uneducated, you really because you don't know where you're heading. And when you don't know where you're heading, and you're heading to an end, and you don't know what's required that side, then you are real jahil. You're real, real ignorant. So the person that is educated, he's going towards an end, he identifies, and he's prepared. So that person is educated. He's going to an end, and he knows, and he's made the necessary arrangements, etc. So you call that person the person that is educated. He knows the path. He knows what's on the path, what's the requirement, what's the need on that end. He learned all that. That person doesn't know all that. Now you're going to Iceland, right? Now you know that Iceland, you need layers, you know, 4 layers, 5 layers, because it's snow. Temperature is minus 35, 40. So you can't just wear this. Now you don't know all these things here. And you went with a thin kurta, t-shirt you went, in shorts. What will happen? In 1 minute you will die. Hey, what a giant you are. You should have learned, you know, you're going this side here. When you're going on this end, then you should have learned what's needed on that end, on the road and on that place. If you know all these things here, then you have done, you made a wise decision. But you don't know anything about that. All you learned is, you know, this t-shirt is so good, you know, it's Nike. So, you know, you don't have the Nike, you can catch it out. So, you know, when you reach there, then you understand that you are a real Kachara. In this Arabic beginning kitabs, you got a story there, you know. So, two people, they learned something of science. Right? Science, 80-90% is all theories. 10-15% is facts. So it's all jumble sale. All what's the imagination of people illusion and imagination, they are made science. Right? So two people that know science and some grammar, you know grammar very well, and the science very well. So these are the two things that they test you out in school. What? Grammar, English, and science. If you fail one of the students, you fail. Right? So these two people, they jumped the boat and they got to the captain, right? Captain Saab, you know anything about science? No, I don't know. Grammar, you know. Well, then you have wasted half your life. Basic things like grammar, science, you're supposed to know all these things here. The whole world talks about evolution and Big Bang, and you know anything about it, you're a real jahil. You wasted half your life. In the meanwhile, the boat came into some turbulent waters, right? And the pilot couldn't manage. The pilot says to these passengers that you have to jump and swim to shore, right? So he's asking those two people that are asking him, you know, do you know how to swim? You know, you wasted your entire life. See? Now understand, where you're going to, what's needed now? There you don't need science, you don't need grammar. Well, you made it such an important thing, now in the turbulence, and you know what to do. So, this lesson is about learning your origins, where you are. And the more you identify with your origins, what you were, and then how Allah Ta'ala elevated you, He blessed you, the more you are identifying with reality. And the more you forget that, so how they spoke to me, what they think of themselves, they don't know who I am, you know. So the whole mind goes in a disarray. You must recognize me, understand who I am, you know what family I come from, you know the education, you know the expertise, the competence that I got. They don't understand anything about me. See? So that now has to be brought to your original self. Understand where you were, and then understand who gave you this thing. At the moment that you were boasting about yourself, did you understand that it was a pure blessing? Do you understand? You totally forgot about it. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا وَلَئِنْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. See this, what you are boasting about. This is my gift. مَا أُوتِيتُم مِنَ الْعِلْمِ. We have given it. And وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ. And if it was our decision, we'll take everything back. You have kept it with you on hold. It's not yours. It's just there on hold, right? Now, you know a little bit of English, you know a little bit of maths, of science, whatever. And then we think too much of ourselves, right? And what Allah is saying, وَلَوْ شِئْنَا لَنَذْهَبَنَّ. We'll take everything away. In a flash of a moment, we can take everything. And the address is to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. In a flash of a moment, you can take لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا. ثُمَّ لَا تَجِدُ لَكَ بِهِ عَلَيْنَا وَكِيلًا. You won't find anyone, right, to defend you against us. No one you can find. Nobody can stand for you. If we take it away, nobody. Umar Ismail's brother, Umar Ilyas, there was an accident. You know, see him. He forgot his memory is gone, forgot the Quran Sharif. See that? لَنَذْهَبَنَّ بِالَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا. What we blessed you, we can take it away. In a second, we can take it away. So, is there anything that you can be boastful about? You're looking at your present and you think, no, I'm someone. But you don't understand that this is just the reflection of the glory of Allah Ta'ala. If you are good looking, it's a reflection of His beauty. If you are strong, it's a reflection of His might. If you are Well mannered is a reflection of his raham and karam, right? If you are educated, then it's a reflection of his ilm. So at that moment, you forgot about it. You became proud, you became arrogant, you showed an attitude, because you forgot where this thing came from. Who gave it to you? You forgot about it. So no, you became like Qarun. And they asked him, Ahsin, kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. You be kind, like Allah Ta'ala has been kind to you. And don't cause mischief. So what his answer was, أُتِيتُ وَلَا عِلْمٍ عِنْدِي. Me, I got this because of my intelligence. I'm sharp, smart. وَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْقُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنُ قُوَّةِ. Now imagine what wealth he had. They say, لَتَنُوءُ بِالْعُصْبَ مِنَ الْقُوَّةِ, right? A whole strong-bodied group of men, they would find it difficult to carry just the keys of his treasure. But then, یہ برائی کا کلمہ جب زبان سے نکل آیا, when he thought too much of himself, then this is what he said. He said, yeah, I got this, I'm intelligent, I'm sharp, I'm witty. I got this thing here. See that? So at that moment you forget the one that bestowed you. Had he not bestowed you, where would you have been? Yeah? Where would you have been if Allah didn't bestow us? Where would we have been? Just think for yourself at the moment. Someone lying on the street, no house, someone is in an informal settlement, see what happens. Yeah? So it's just the pure blessing, the bounty of Allah Ta'ala that you are who you are. So this boast, this attitude, this anger comes when you don't recognize your origins. So understand your origins, what you are. See how important it is, right? That's the whole khulasa of the soul. Understand who you are. Apne aap ko pehchano. That's the whole khulasa, whole essence. And everything goes wrong in you when you didn't understand this. You thought now it was just a concept and you passed through it. You forgot that that was the primary lesson, that's the foundation. And the whole edifice stands on the foundation. The foundation is not seen after that. There's no features on the foundation. When they design the foundation, laying it, is there any features? Any beauty or aesthetics or that? No features, no aesthetics, no beauty, nothing. Right? But the entire structure stands on the foundation. If that thing is gone, everything is gone. So the foundation is Allah Ta'ala. He laid this out. And now, this glory that you're seeing, you forgot your foundation, you can just collapse in one shot. See, America, they say what? Super duper pooper, right? At night they were celebrating and talking so great about themselves, right? So much they were talking about, right? You know, we must go and finish these people up, do this and that. In one night, they were reduced to nothing, one night. And they're saying, like, you know, it wasn't a fire coming from the mountains. It wasn't a forest fire, what? It wasn't a forest fire. It was something coming from the mountains, like attacking us. Yeah. So the people who had homes, $30 million, $40 million, right? And in rands it will be about $800 million. And in one day, one stroke, it's reduced to the ground. You see that? أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَهْلَكَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ مِنَ الْخُرُونِ مَنْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُ قُوَّةً أَكْثَرُ جَمَعًا. You see that? Just repeat this, think about this. The statement that he made, Allah Ta'ala didn't like it. See, that's where the collapse comes. And this is what I say, the khulasa, the essence of the soul. Understand? By apne aap ko pehchano, apni qadar ko pehchano, understand who you are. Understand where you came from. How useless you were, and then in a few moments how useless you will become. how helpless you were, and in a few moments how helpless you become. So when these people told him, Ahsin kama ahsana, just be kind, be courteous. Allah Ta'ala has been kind to you. He has given you whatever it is, it is. So when you forget Allah Ta'ala, then that's what happens. But the moment, as long as you think this is not mine, it's Allah Ta'ala's, and here it's Allah has just given me on hold, just to see how I behave, right? Just to see how I behave. هذا من فضل ربي سليمان عليه السلام. When the throne of Bilqis came to him, the throne, if you look at the description, maybe bigger than this masjid, but it was there in a flash of an eye, right? In the blink of an eye, it was there. So what he says, هذا من فضل ربي ليبلوني. This is the grace of Allah Ta'ala, but it's a trial also. When you see, Ashkuru am akfur, do I recognize where is the source, where these things come from, coming from? If I've forgotten the source, I'm just looking at the blessing. So that's what happened to science. They look at the discovery and inventions, and they forget the one that has made the thing. Right? They think so much about gravity, right? So much of gravity. But ask yourself, did they ever think who made the gravity to work? Right. The whole earth, right, it's sustained by gravity, right? But now the gravity itself, kisne banaya? You only came to know about it. But thousands of years the earth was operating that. You only came to know. You were such a jahil. And now that you came to know, it's gravity. Right? So understand what you are. Understand your beginning. And the more you take cognizance, understand, recognize yourself, you're on the path. And you forgot who you were. You just think about yourself in this present moment. You know, I'm so educated. I'm so powerful. Right? You know, I go for bodybuilding. One shot, I'll push you down. Right? Everything left. But 1 second, Allah can drop you. Your knowledge can go, your power can go, your status can go. You didn't hear about Bill Clinton, right? Became the Prime Minister. And they want to drop him. And how easily they drop him? Didn't they drop him? Right? Put him, embarrassed him, put him to the cleaners. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Now at that moment of glory you feel there's no end. But now you don't realize in 1 second Allah can take everything, it can turn the tables away. So the more you recognize who you are, where you came from, where this glory is, then you're on track. He's saying also, لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرُ أَكْفُرُ. He's blessed me to see that am I grateful, or am I ungrateful? Love of Tawfiq is the correct.